podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Let's be real. How many of us on the weekend were like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that because fuel? Do you know how many people I spoke to on the weekend? I had people that want to come down from wherever yesterday and go to the beach and they're like, nah, it's too much fuel. This is where our life is.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Good on you, Don.
Oh, well done, crazy.
Donald. See, yeah. Certainly what's going on over there affects us here.
100% it does. You know, and it's funny because Jimmy's now biking to his work every day.
On a hog. He's got the hog out.
He's biking because he's like, nah, I'm not using the car because it is diesel.
Yeah.
And diesel in some places is like $3 a litre now.
I know, right? Good for his health. Like,
yeah, right? Great. So good. I'm not at that stage yet.
from Grove. Ride your bike in from Grove. Amazing. That'd be amazing.
Absolutely not. But it was so funny because, and not funny, but it was just so many people were like, oh, yeah, but we're going to come down. Oh, petrol. Oh, we're going to go for a drive into like, you know, into the old ways of, oh, you know, petrol and stuff like that. And I'm like, crazy.
That is crazy. Do you know what I was thinking is I was talking, you know, when petrol went up to like $1.70 and was hovering around sort of $1.70, $1.60.
Yeah.
It's been months and months and months, but late last year or whatever. I did a break where I was talking about, you know, $30 a petty is now the $20 a petty.
Yeah,
you know,
like yeah.
You roll up and just put $20 in. You can't do that anymore. You put $30. I was driving around last night. I was like, oh, $50 is the new $20 of petrol.
It is.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. I've also got some family members that are travelling around Australia at the moment.
Oh, bad timing.
Worst timing.
Bad timing.
Worst
timing.
Like towing a caravan.
Oh, mate.
Seriously.
Stop.
Right?
Say less. Do less.
Just pull up and just wherever you are, that's where you are now. Yeah. Okay? Some remote outback WA village, that's fine. Mm. You're there now. But I did see something online. It's a little bit of a hack.
Mm.
Look, I don't know if it's...
Are you going
to
do...
Well, no. Well, I also don't know if it's okay to do.
Hang on. Let's try this. Is it illegal?
You're just doing a thing. You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
We don't call. No,
I
you know what?
Actually call us.
Yeah,
if it is
call
illegal,
us. Call us.
We should know.
I saw someone on... Obviously, it's a joke. Right, but I thought in a joke is some truth. Going to some car dealerships and test driving a car, but using that time to do all your life admin.
Your chores and stuff. don't they come with you for the drive? They always come with me. Is that because I don't look trustworthy?
I think so. I think it's a mustache. But I'm just like, oh, surely not. But what a great idea. Imagine you're like, oh yeah, no, I'm just in you. If you're in within walking distance or biking distance to a car dealership, amazing, right? Mm. Imagine you go off to Blood Toyota here,
Rex Grill.
Rex Corral.
They spend with the station.
Right?
Beautiful people.
Rex Corral, amazing. And you're like, yeah, I'd love to test drive that new one that you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right. I'll bring it back in about an hour. And you go to the supermarket.
I wish we'd talked about this off air. And not set it on air because, as I say, the Rex Grill guys are amazing. We love them.
Yeah.
But I've got to go to Torquay this afternoon, and that's a long way from Lara.
It is.
I've got to get my MRI out there.
Yeah.
So theoretically, I could have rolled into Rex Grill. Oh
my God. And then you're like, yeah, and I just want to see how she goes on the surface.
I get the inner city gear, but I just want to find out what it's like on the highway, you know. I just want to see. I'll go near the beach so I know the paint's not going to peel off.
Yeah, just know, you know, do all the things that I need to do. Mm. 100%.
And we've got someone that might be able to weigh in on this. Tony from Corio's called through. Morning, Tony. You're live on the air.
Morning, guys. How are we today?
Good. What's going on?
So I used to have a mate who used to go past Blood Toyota and grab a ute every time he needed something big from Bunnings.
Ah. Stop it! Do people actually do this? Oh, you can't. That's not it. Surely not.
Yeah, every time it was something too big to fit in the back of his hatchback, he ducked out of Blood Toyota and test drives latest Hilux and Land Cruiser.
So they've closed that loophole by now. Surely they've cottoned on.
I reckon they would have. It's been a while since he's done it.
Yeah.
He's a little bit older nowadays, but yeah, that was his way of getting around, having to pay for a trailer or anything.
Brilliant. Hey, look, we may have hit a vein here. Yeah. Has anyone done this? Yeah. Has anyone done it? Or do you work at one of the dealerships and you know that people are doing this and you're like, absolutely not, want to put a pin in it right now. Mm. Don't even try anything.
52232955. Give us a call. And actually, if you can confirm... illegal.
Just doing a thing. You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Please call.
Good idea, though, because I've got a hatchback.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So I went to my mate's house on the weekend. We're sitting there outside because it's lovely. And I look over to an egg chair she's got in the backyard. And I'm like, how much does that get used? And she's like, not at all. And I'm like, right. And that seems to happen more often than you think. You go to an outdoor place and you're like, you know what? We want to upgrade our outdoor area. We want couches and we want a day bed and we want an egg chair and we want a fire pit and we want a spa and none of it ever gets used.
Yeah, spa, disgusting. 52232955. Tani's in Curlewis. Morning, Tani.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks, mate. Do you have an egg chair?
No, I don't have an egg chair. I've got one better.
Yeah.
So my dad, when we were younger, my brother was went through a phase of like going through different sports, and my brother was into cricket at the time. So my dad decided to fully create in his backyard, because we lived on a bit of acreage. He decided to fully create like a cricket pitch kind of thing for him.
Yeah.
So like full concrete, like the full net, the stumps. And not soon after that, my brother got over playing cricket, so it never got used. So it just became like a dumping ground.
Oh, Dad, he went to all that effort.
Oh. Yeah. And it was an eyesore too. Like, it was quite large. So you'd go out in the backyard and all you'd see is this just like cricket pitch and no one ever used it.
Oh, and he would have been out there building and been like, he's going to love this, God, he's going to love
it. Probably spent a bit of money on it too. So, yeah that's something that obviously you can't just get rid of either. Like, you have to pull it up. So.
See, don't invest in your kids' futures. That's it, right? I'd say.
Yeah. No.
They're never going to make you money.
100%.
Yeah. Unless you're going to commit full Tiger Woods style, then don't.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You know, on a Friday, you finish work, you go outside, sun's shining, and you're like, this is the best part of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Particularly for us, because it's sort of, you know, 10:30, 10 o'clock on a Friday morning.
It's so good. Pow. We're like, see ya. And then you're driving off and, you know, you park out the front here, right, because of your leg at the moment. And, you know, we drive past each other and we're like, yeah, whatever. And then the other day, you know, you drove up to me on the side of the street, which I didn't. Oh, you were like, hey. And I was like, ah, you know when you've just left your mate?
Yeah.
And then you see each other on the street.
What are you doing?
Anyway, so Friday I was driving down Moorabool Street and I turned left onto MacKillop as I was driving back to the Ballarine. And I was going past the Geelong Ambulance Station on the corner of Yarra Street there, Yarra and MacKillop.
Yeah.
And I saw your car coming behind me.
And
I was like, oh my God, the vibes are high. And I was like, this is ace. I had both my windows down.
Yeah.
And I was playing this at full volume at this time. I was like, here comes Tom. All right, windows down, turn up the volume. Here we go. Oh my God. And I was like, Friday! The only problem was.
Yeah.
It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me.
It was a chick from Barry Plant. And I just want to apologize because I gave her the biggest fright ever.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, we were stopped at the traffic light. So then I just had to just put the window up.
Move on. Pretend like nothing happened.
I was dying of embarrassment. Yeah. The car looked exactly like yours, like a little white thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to feel it. Yeah. And so I was
didn't wonder why I would be heading to the Bellarine.
Well, no, because the other day you were heading kind of that way.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, you said that you had to go to Kmart or something. So I'm like, maybe he's going out to Lebo. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
You just assumed that it was a white hatchback, so it was me.
Damn. So embarrassing.
I look like a little real estate agent car driving around.
So embarrassing. Apologies to Barry Plant and anyone that was driving that car.
Could have been worse. Do you remember when, where were we? I'd had some beers delivered or we'd had some, it was after the tasting that Luke from Blackman's brought in and we had leftover beers.
Yeah.
And I took them.
Yeah. No, I remember.
And you gave me sass in the office.
I was so peed off.
And then you and I were driving somewhere and I pulled up next to you and I was like, hey, I feel really bad for taking all the beers. I'm shouting window to window. Do you want one? I'll try and throw it through your window.
Yes, well, that's what I was thinking. That's what was in my mind.
Yeah, imagine you had done the reverse to the Barry Plant lady. just cracked a beer on her window.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.